Previously on the Hajj reunion.
Wow, you have a stunning house, Atiya. And massive, too.
Alhamdulillah, Allah has really been kind to us. It was perfect when the kids were growing up. And now with the grandkids staying over so often, it really is a blessing. So tell me, Femira, how long have you and Zubair been married for?
It will be 4 years in October.
And have you had the good fortune of making Hajj together yet?
Well, you know, we had applied last year, but then this COVID thing put everything on hold.
Yes, we were planning to go with all our kids and their spouses.
You, that white girl who was in Hajj with us. You were so smart with your long nails and short hair that no good husband of yours didn't even teach you anything.
Aunt Sreya, why don't you tell us about some of your past Hajj experiences?
You were so trendy, even in Hajj. I love the way it looked on you.
My fellow Hujjaj, this is now Muzdalifa, where we will spend the night. The name Muzdalifa is derived from the verb izdalifa, which means to approach or to come near. During the farewell Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stayed at the spot where Masjid Mash'arul Haram currently is. From there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Although I am staying here, you may stay anywhere throughout Muzdalifa. This is the night spent before the pelting of the shaitan. Our hearts must be filled with new resolutions made through the du'as at Arafat and by the picking of pebbles. As we pick up each pebble, we must remember each sin and blameworthy characteristic within ourselves. And tomorrow, when we throw those pebbles at the Jamarat, we must intend to throw our bad habits out with it."
Hajj 2000, Day 3. It is early in the morning on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. The Hujjaj left Arafah just before sunrise the previous day and walked the 5 kilometers to Muzdalifa, where they combined their Maghrib and Isha Salah and then proceeded to collect tiny pebbles for the pelting of the Jamara. They have just spent the night out in the open under the stars in Muzdalifa by busying themselves in Ibadah. After praying Fajr Salah, the Global Travels tour group collect their few belongings and make their way towards Mina, reciting the Talbiya and Durood Sharif, filled with mixed feelings of anticipation and anxiety.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik.
Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik.
On the other side of the screen, in the Raja's Serene Garden in the north of Johannesburg, the men are enjoying their starters while recalling incidents from the Hajj they shared 21 years ago.
It seems only like yesterday that we were all sitting around the lunch table in the dining room of our hotel in Mecca. And yet, 21 years have passed since then.
I remember that beautiful view we had of the Haram from our hotel. It's all so different now with the Hujjaj having to stay in Azizia.
I'm glad we went when we could still afford to stay in Mecca, right up until the 5 days of Hajj.
One of the few things I remember about the 5 days was the heat.
But we were very lucky that year because it was actually still winter in the kingdom. I've been for Hajj in summer, and I can tell you that heat really is no joke.
It even rained that afternoon in Arafat when we were there. And do you recall how chilly it became that night in Muzdalifa?
Yes, it was quite cold. But then, it was probably the first time you spent the night out in the open, Ilyas.
You're right, Molana. I just remember that sandstorm we walked through when we were left in Arafat.
Muzdalifa was what I enjoyed most about that Hajj. That night under the stars was just something else. It was so serene and quiet. It was the first time after Nazia passed away that I felt such a sense of peace.
Wow, I haven't thought about all of this in years.
Zubair, you probably don't remember much about Muzdalifa at all. You were the only one of us who managed to sleep that night. Your poor father kept trying to wake you up so that you could spend the night in Ibadah. But you were out for the count.
What do you expect, Ilyas? I was barely 18 when we went for Hajj, so I was still catching up on Qadha sleep. But I really miss my old man, He was so patient with me on that trip.
Your father was such a wonderful person, Zubair. I remember speaking to him a couple of months after Hajj, and he told me that the best aspect of his Hajj was having you and Zahra with him, despite what had happened to her.
You know, Maulana, I think my mind blocked out the stampede that occurred in Mina completely. Zahra can picture it so vividly, but I can't remember a thing about it.
Maybe it's better that way, Zubair. It was a part of your Hajj, but it shouldn't actually remain the focus of your journey. Hajj is an obligation that we have to perform, and whatever happens along the way is just a reminder that we will be tested in various ways.
I never thought of it like that, but you're right, Maulana. It's just, well, you know, we lost Daddy shortly after Hajj to cancer.
That must have been really tough for you, Zubair. You were still so young at that time. I can still remember the pain of losing Nazia to cancer.
It was tough, you know, having to quit varsity and take over the family business. And my mom didn't handle it very well either, you know. She just slid into a depression after Daddy passed away. And I had to take care of both her and Zahra. And then when I finally got married, it was too much for my wife Amira to deal with, having to share a home with Mummy and Zahra. And then we had barely been married for 5 years when she took both our daughters and left. So, you know, I devoted all of my time looking after them. But then Mummy passed away, and a few years ago I got married again. My new wife Femida is a good person, but she and Zahra don't really get along. So it's been an uphill battle for me.
That's terrible, man. And I thought I had it hard.
On the lady's side, a similar conversation is taking place.
Oh, I'm so glad we went ahead with this reunion. It's bringing back all those special memories of Hajj.
Were we in Hajj together?
Yes, Auntie Suraya, in the year 2000. Remember?
No, I didn't go for Hajj that year. The first Hajj I went for was in 1990.
Gee, Auntie Suraya, but it was our first Hajj that year, even though you had been before.
On the other side of the screen, Maulana Faisal clears his throat and addresses the ladies through the screen.
Assalamu alaikum, ladies. So, sorry to interrupt your lunch, but as you are all aware, Suraya often does not remember things correctly. If you could just give her some of her medication from her handbag, she'll settle down and sit silently through lunch.
Oh, but that's not necessary, Maulana. We're enjoying Auntie Suraya's company, and we really don't mind her absent-mindedness.
Faisal, is that you? Could you come here and...
I knew you wouldn't cope in a social gathering, Suraya. I should have left you at home.
There is silence on both the men and ladies' tables, as nobody knows how to react to Maulana Faisal's outburst. Atiya and Ilyas stand up to serve lunch. Back on the men's side, Zubair tactfully changes the subject.
So Mustafa, what's been happening with you? I remember you being so dapper, but now...
I was telling Ilyas and Maulana Faisal earlier about the Hajj tour company I opened in 2001.
You mean you enjoyed our experience so much that you opened a tour company so that you could go for Hajj every year?
Well, yes. After losing Nazia, I was floundering, and our Hajj journey was the only thing that grounded me. It had been Nazia's dream to go for Hajj, and we had applied in 1999. But then she developed throat cancer, and within months she had passed away. So as you know, I came for Hajj alone, even though it was really painful for me, and amazingly, it was the best experience of my life.
So you just decided to build on that and started taking groups for Hajj every year. Wow, you're so lucky, Mustafa.
Yes, I was very fortunate to live my dream. That year when we were in Hajj, I really enjoyed assisting the Hujjaj. And so I made it my life's mission to run an affordable tour company that could give everyone a chance to perform their Hajj. Alhamdulillah, my company Nest Travels ran successfully for almost 20 years. But then last year when the coronavirus hit, I had to close up shop. I lost the entire business because nobody could go for Hajj or Umrah any longer.
Ah, so that's why you look so down and out.
In a rare lucid moment, Suraya speaks up clearly from the lady's side before Mustafa can say anything further.
So, Mustafa, you might have started Nair's travels with the intention of helping the Hujjaj. But as time passed and you started making lots of money, I think your intention must have changed. Your love for money must have overtaken your love for helping the Hujjaj.
What other tales have transpired in 21 years? Find out in the next episode of The Hajj Reunion.